You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here in the Right Side Studio. All of the issues, man, I'm talking local, state, national, we cover down on some ground. And like the dude said a moment ago, we are solid conservative and just plain right. All right, listen, let me get into my comments for the day, my opening monologue. I got to tell you, I'm amazed at some of the punditry out there. Punditry. Now, listen, am I biased towards conservatives and conservative positions? Certainly. But I am also intent upon seeing the truth and working with the truth. If I don't like a position or a candidate or a policy or a judicial decision or whatever, it does me no good to deny its existence. I mean, we have to be alert to the political and cultural climate at all times, the real political and cultural climate, so that we can better deal with it. Now, I got to tell you, when I was a young lieutenant, an infantry officer, I had the honor of serving as a platoon leader for a long-range surveillance company. Deep patrolling behind enemy lines to gather intelligence was the actual mission of the platoon. There's any number of tactics and techniques and procedures that come from the Ranger Handbook or training plans designed to teach small unit patrolling. But this morning, as I was considering some of the dishonesty in the mainstream media, I found myself questioning if any of those pundits was really even aware of their surroundings. Have they ever been taught what would happen to a patrol that walked blithely through enemy territory without paying attention? And it made me think about an old Army acronym. You know, the Army is just filled with acronyms. But an old Army acronym from the days of small unit patrolling called SLLS, S-L-L-S, SLLS. It stands for Stop, Look, Listen, Smell. Here's the deal. When you're patrolling in hostile territory, you have to be keenly aware of your surroundings at all times. You have to constantly verify your position on the map. You have to constantly verify and re-verify your communications with higher. You have to exercise noise and light discipline, and you have to periodically conduct SLLS. Literally, while patrolling, the patrol leader must periodically just, like, halt the patrol. Get every member to stop, look, listen, smell, acclimate to where they are, pause, recenter your focus, cease your movements, look at your surroundings, and verify that nothing appears out of place or hostile. Listen for sounds of enemy activity, but also acclimate to the sounds of the area so that when those naturally occurring sounds change suddenly, you can be aware of them. Or how about smell? Do you smell campfire smoke or diesel fumes from vehicles or the smell of food or the smell of freshly turned dirt? If you don't conduct SLLS, you can easily become so focused on your own feelings, so internalized on your own comfort, your own hunger, or your need for rest that you sacrifice your safety and the mission can be lost. I can remember going out on training patrols, and there were always those knuckleheads with the gear that rattled who couldn't seem to avoid stepping on loud twigs at the wrong moments, who would sneeze or cough like it was no big deal. But more than that, they couldn't conduct SLLS to detect the ongoings in their environment. It was like they were just trying to compromise their patrol. Well, let me flip it back now to the mainstream media. They have literally wandered into the woods and are stumbling around, and they have no clue what most of middle America is thinking and feeling about the issues. They are not paying attention. The mainstream media better stop, look, listen, and smell their environment soon, or they're going to be sitting there flat-footed on the day after the elections trying to explain to themselves once again how they got it so wrong. Case in point, just this morning, I saw that a retired Special Forces general in New Hampshire won the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate last night. Retired Brigadier General Don Bolduc, a populist Republican who was not embraced by McConnell, not embraced by the establishment arm of the Republican Party, he beat his opponent, and he will now face the Democrat incumbent in the general election, Maggie Hassan. Bolduc was a supporter of President Trump. He was also part of a larger group of retired generals who had all signed on to a letter questioning the legitimacy of the 2020 elections. So what did CNN do? They ran a story with a headline this morning that read, "Tuesday was another bad day for Senate Republicans' 2022 chances." What? Why? Because the ever-present labeling by CNN of anyone who's a, quote, election denier, voids Bolduc as a legitimate candidate in the eyes of CNN. CNN is not paying attention. There is a very large segment of this nation's population that questions the 2020 elections due to massive irregularities, last-minute changes to voting standards and laws, overreach with COVID restrictions. And CNN has now stumbled into the woods and is patrolling like a herd of water buffalo. In a separate article published this morning, the talking heads at CNN headlined their next piece as "The Magnification of the GOP is in Overdrive." Well, CNN reported in that article that McConnell's super PAC poured over $4 million into Bolduc's Republican opposition to try and overcome his populist appeal, but to no avail. Why? Well, maybe because the Republican voters in the majority in that state wanted him, but CNN can't get it. In that same article, CNN goes on to lament the loss of Liz Cheney, extols the virtues of the efforts to de-Trumpify America, and expresses deep concern that half of all Republican U.S. Senate candidates around the nation have, quote, rejected, cast doubt upon, or tried to overturn the 2022 election or 2020 election results. And that 22 candidates for state-level secretaries of state races are so-called, quote, election deniers. Again, ask yourself why. Why would they say all this? It matters to us. It matters to many. It matters because it's real. And it matters even more because of the hyper effort to disallow any questioning. CNN and the other mainstream media sources who also just crunch their way along the political patrol, they've chosen to walk blindly, to ignore, even refute, that election integrity is a valid concern and a reasonable question. They are so focused on what they want to see that they cannot understand what they are actually seeing. The results of these elections just cited, and all the candidates that they call election deniers that are winning their primaries nationwide, those same candidates the mainstream media has branded as election deniers, those candidates are living proof that the concerns are real and valid and are not soon to go away. But CNN? To them, the existence of them is just an anomaly, not to be considered in the bigger picture, just some kind of background noise, bunch of election deniers that literally means nothing to them. Well, I heard once of a senior patroller in the military telling a junior guy, you have two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and you have one mouth. Use them proportionately. But the mainstream media is literally patrolling with their mouth, and they are about to compromise their position by not paying attention to their surroundings. It's a mainstream media mouth patrol, and they are totally, totally oblivious to the realities of what's going on around them. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Yep. Conduct sales. Stop, look, listen, smell, know your environment, know your surroundings, know where the opposition is, but CNN, they can't seem to do it. They refuse to acknowledge the fact that there's a legitimate concern that many, many people have that is resulting in strong candidacies across the nation for that very reason. And yet they just like clunk along with their gear rattling, paying no attention to what's going on. Just sure, they're wrapped up in their own selves. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.